You will hear two students called Dan and Jeannie discussing their studies at university. First, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Well, the first thing is to find out exactly what's required in the exams.
Would it help to get hold of some past papers?
Yes, they'll help to make it clear.
Right, I'll do that. Then what?
Then you can sort out your revision priorities based on what's most likely to come up. I put these on a card and read them through regularly.
Uh-huh.
But that isn't enough in itself. You also need a timetable to see how you can fit everything in the time available. Then keep it in front of you while you're studying.
I've done that before, but it hasn't helped me.
Maybe you need to do something different every day. So if you break down your revision into small tasks and allocate them to specific days, there's more incentive to tackle them. With big topics, you're more likely to put off starting.
Good idea.
And as I revise each topic, I write a single paragraph about it. Then later I can read it through quickly and it helps fix things in my mind.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I also write answers to questions for the exam practice. It's hard to make myself do it though.
Well, I'll try. Thanks a lot, Jeannie. That's a great help.
No problem.
See you around.
Bye.